This is Mike Bassett, and welcome to another Light Roast edition of Legal Grounds. This Thursday is November the 11th, commonly known as Veterans Day. Now, unlike Memorial Day, which is a uniquely American observance, Veterans Day is celebrated around the world under names like Armistice Day or Remembrance Day, making it one of the few truly universal holidays. For those of you who forgot your middle school history, the reason for this day's universal nature is that November the 11th, 1918, marked the official end of the First World War, which, due to the colonial empires of the time, was this planet's first truly global conflict, bringing men from every continent to fight alongside or against one another. I'd always been somewhat familiar with the conflict, but in 2014, I had the opportunity to go to France and tour the battlefields along the Normandy coast, made famous by the movie Saving Private Ryan. So while I saw plenty of monuments and museums that dealt with the Second World War, there was one morning trip that I'll never forget. As our tour guide, an eccentric old Frenchman named Jacques, wove his way through these small country roads, he asked us if we'd like to stop and see something that didn't pop up on the radar of almost any tourists. This was day number 3, and we knew that Jacques wouldn't disappoint, so we all eagerly agreed. The turnoff onto an even smaller dirt road seemed almost hidden. The branches of the hedgerow had grown into the point that they scratched the sides of the van we were all riding in. But once through this little tunnel of foliage, we were greeted with a small clearing that contained one of the most well-kept cemeteries I'd ever seen. It was a military cemetery for veterans of the First World War, and just as the conflict demanded, there were men from all over the world buried there. Unlike the larger American, British, and even German cemeteries we'd seen up to that point in the French countryside, there was not a single other tourist in sight. And the absence of others, coupled with the fact that the entire cemetery was surrounded by these massive hedgerows, meant there was a noticeable silence that penetrated the space. Jacques was keen to show us one gravesite in particular. It was that of a British soldier whose name and rank I can't recall. But what made the plot stand out from the others is that this soldier's wife had chosen to be buried alongside her husband, even though it meant her final resting place wouldn't be in her native country. There was a bittersweet sentimentality about the entire thing, but then again, I'm pretty sure that's what Jacques meant for us to experience. And while she wasn't a veteran of the battlefront, it was clear that this woman had fought her own personal battles alongside the friends and families of all of the men buried there. I've thought a lot about that gravesite over the past couple of weeks as I've been preparing for this episode, particularly the word, or maybe just the idea, of what it means to be a veteran. Now, not to sound like the beginning of a poorly written high school essay, but the dictionary defines the word veteran as, quote, a person who has had long service or experience in an occupation, office, or the like, close quote. And it is only the second attributive description that defines the words as, quote, a person who has served in a military force, especially one who has fought in a war, close quote. Obviously, in the context of Veterans Day, we know the word takes on its second designation. But considering the past 2 years of a global pandemic, I've started to wonder if in some ways we've all become veterans of a conflict, albeit far from the kind experienced by those soldiers who find themselves in actual battle. Now, let me be very clear for listeners. I am in no way trying to equate, minimize, or take away from the incredible sacrifices made by those who choose to serve their countries in the form of military service. Instead, what I'd like for you to think about is how the past 2 years might be able to shed some light on just how meaningful the sacrifice of those folks who answer the call to serve truly is. One of the first things many civilians recognize or associate with military service are the bonds shared by those who serve together. And what's interesting is that, and I know this from firsthand experience, While, of course, those bonds are incredibly strong at the squad and unit levels, it is a bond that's shared up and down the chain of command through generations and even across different branches of the military. A pilot in the Air Force may not know the first thing about what an infantry officer in the Marines went through on the ground, and vice versa. Yet they both recognize that there is a deeply shared experience of service that each agreed to in their own way. At the beginning of this pandemic, I think we, the general public, had some sense of what this type of bond can feel like. Sadly, I see that the initial "we're all in this together" mentality has all but disappeared from our shared experience. Remember the days when we recognized grocery store employees and truck drivers as frontline heroes, along with the likes of medical professionals and teachers? When we all, for a brief moment, recognized how much we all needed one another. Then consider another attribute associated with military veterans, the notion of sacrifice. When this whole pandemic first started, I think it's safe to say that many of us sacrificed things big and small, but perhaps the most noticeable of these was how we had to sacrifice our basic need for human interaction for the greater good. We missed birthdays, we missed weddings, and yes, we missed funerals. The toll of those missed moments has, I think, yet to catch up with a lot of us. But when it does, we do well to remember that we weren't alone in that sacrifice. But the pandemic was forced upon all of us. We were unwitting and sometimes unwilling veterans of something completely out of our control. Now compare that with the sacrifice of those who we honor tomorrow. They chose their burden. They chose to potentially put themselves in harm's way. They chose a path of service that meant they would have to miss things like weddings and birthdays and funerals and so much more because they were able to see their sacrifice was for something greater than themselves. The final thing that we veterans of this pandemic share with those who serve is the experience of loss. It's become easier these past 6 months or so for us to make light of what seems like an almost unreal time in our lives. Jokes about not knowing how to be in public and forgetting how to talk to people have become ubiquitous. And I'm not saying the SNL skits or the memes haven't made me laugh, but I also know that for a lot of people, there is nothing about this pandemic that seems funny. And chances are, while you may not have lost somebody in your close orbit, you know someone or of someone who didn't make it. Now imagine choosing a life that seems to guarantee this kind of loss to those closest to you, be it through combat or injury, or all too often in veterans of our previous two wars, to suicide. In that light, setting aside only one day a year to remember their service can almost seem, folks, like an injustice. Like I said at the beginning, I think this pandemic has given all of us the opportunity to greater empathize with those who chose to serve, with those who made a choice to experience not just brief periods, but years of their lives dedicated to something bigger than themselves. It's not the only lens this day could be looked through, but it's the one I've been thinking about the most. Just a little something to chew on, even if you spit it out. Until next week, this is Mike Bassett with Legal Grounds. Be easy, everybody.
Legal Grounds was written, recorded, and produced by Dust Devil Press. To learn more about today's guest and for links to the topics and materials discussed, please check out our show notes. For more information on Mike Bassett, visit thebassettfirm.com. Questions, topic ideas, and guest suggestions can be emailed to legalgrounds@thebassettfirm.com.